KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy, 25 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today and a high near 40. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston say a resident in the 700 block of Poplar Street reported this morning that someone had stolen his blue 1991 Buick Regal. The car with Iowa license plates 646XFY was taken sometime between 8 p.m. Thursday and 5 a.m. today. The loss was estimated at $1,000. Seven members of the Glenwood Fire and Rescue Department resigned this week after a dispute over how the department is run, although the chief says the department still has enough members to fulfill its duties. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the resignations occurred following a meeting on Monday of the Glenwood Fire Association. Fire Chief Butch Fiddler told the paper that the association's members, who are volunteers, were upset with how city administration chose the department's leadership. Fiddler said 2 years ago the city passed an ordinance to be able to appoint a fire chief instead of having a vote for one. The mass departure of staff was the result of an issue over the department's self-governance, according to Fiddler, who oversees the operations of the emergency management services. He said the members who resigned were trying to create a position to oversee that and exclude him. After the resignations, there are 12 volunteers in the Glenwood Fire Department. However, Fiddler has already received three applications from individuals interested in joining the department. Glenwood provides mutual aid to Pacific Junction, Silver City, Malvern, and the Lewis Township. Fiddler said despite the resignations, the department is operating normally. The city administrator in a western Iowa town has been charged with assaulting his 15-year-old son. Court documents say 45-year-old Bradley Hansen, city administrator in Ottawa, got into a fight with his son at their home. A criminal complaint with the Monona County Sheriff's Office said Hansen slapped his son, who slapped him back, and Hansen took the boy to the ground and slammed his head into the floor. Records show Hansen's wife called police as the fight occurred. The sheriff's office said the teen had minor injuries but did not require medical treatment. Hansen was arrested January 28th. He's since bonded out of jail, and a court hearing is set for February 11th. Woodbury County officials have filed a first-degree murder charge in the death of a Sloan man that occurred on January 9th. 29-year-old Timothy Roger Schroeder was charged Thursday in the shooting death of Dustin Taylor Wilder. The body of Wilder, who was 29, was found at his home in Sloan by a dog sitter. Court documents state that Schroeder and his wife Amanda accompanied Wilder to his home after leaving a bar in Sloan. Court information said Amanda Schroeder told investigators that she and another man, Dustin Duncan, overheard her husband say he wanted to commit a robbery and do something big or kill someone before Wilder was found dead. Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew said investigators are still hoping to find an important piece of evidence in the case.
The sheriff's office is asking anyone that would come across a trifold black billfold. It could be anywhere from the area. It's a huge area from Sloan to Sioux City to South Sioux. Anything with any identification that would come back to the victim.
Schroeder is also charged with going armed with intent and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Drew said that Schroeder had previously been convicted of felonies twice and was arrested late January 9th on a parole violation.
He has been the focus of the investigation, and the community was not at any risk because he was in custody within hours.
No one else has been charged in the case at this time. Schroeder was being held at the Woodbury County Jail on $320,000 bond. A Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson High School teacher charged earlier this month with sexual abuse for an alleged relationship with a student faces new accusations. 29-year-old Jeff Doherty of Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday on warrants for sexual exploitation by a school employee and lascivious acts with a minor, according to the Council Bluffs Police Department and court records. Doherty, who taught math at the school, was initially arrested January 8th for alleged acts with a 14-year-old student. According to the arrest affidavit, a second victim came forward shortly after his arrest. The school conducted an investigation and turned the matter over to police. The second victim, now 18 years old, was 17 at the time of the alleged acts. She told detectives that she and Doherty stayed after school in his classroom, often in April of 2014. On one occasion, she said she exposed herself to him after being asked to do so. On multiple occasions, Doherty asked the girl to perform sex acts on him, and she complied. The arrest affidavit notes the victim told police she was not forced to engage in sex acts with the teacher. The sexual exploitation charge is a Class D felony and carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. Lascivious acts is a serious misdemeanor. Doherty resigned from the school district at a special Council Bluffs school board meeting held Tuesday. Court records indicate he's currently free on $10,000 bond. Testimony from the alleged victim took up most of the proceedings during the first day of the sexual abuse trial on Thursday of John Osborne of Council Bluffs. The 47-year-old man is charged with four counts of third-degree sexual abuse for alleged acts with a 14-year-old girl. The alleged victim played softball and was good friends with Osborne's daughter. In his opening statement, Dan McGinn of the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office described a relationship between Osborne and the alleged victim that started when, with a conversation at a softball game about whether the teenager was pretty. The pair started texting and having phone conversations, which quickly escalated into sexual nature. On the night of July 16th to 17th, the girl stayed at the Osborne home to hang out with Osborne's daughter. The 14-year-old said she was there to celebrate Osborne's daughter making a select softball team. The teen testified after Osborne's wife had gone to bed around midnight, the daughter was asleep, and Osborne told the teenager to make up her bed. The alleged victim said Osborne followed and pushed her up against a wall and kissed her, fulfilling a wish of his that they discussed in a text. The two then engaged in four separate sex acts, according to the teen. She said before and after each act, Osborne checked to make sure his daughter was still asleep. In his opening statements, defense attorney Jordan Glazer argued that John Osborne went to sleep at 11 p.m. on the night in question, joining his wife, who was already in bed. The defense said the two young girls went to bed around 11:45 p.m., with the daughter's friend falling asleep quickly while the daughter stayed up, tending to a new puppy and watching Netflix until around 3 a.m. Glazer said testimony from Osborne's wife and daughter will show that Osborne was in bed by 11 p.m. and the friend didn't leave the bedroom, corroborating the defense assertion that no sexual acts happened that night. The defense attorney then admitted that Osborne had committed reprehensible acts communicating via text and phone about sexual topics with the alleged victim. The girl's mother testified that she found out about the relationship when she was looking at a photo on the victim's phone and a text message came from Osborne with a link to a love song. The first day of trial included testimony of the Council Bluffs Police Department detectives and a person with Child Protective Services, along with the victim's aunt and the victim's mother's boss. Trial was expected to resume this morning. A man from Creston was arrested Wednesday night. Police report 32-year-old David Ridgman was taken into custody at around 10:40 p.m. in the 100 block of North Elm Street on a charge of public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. Ridgman was booked into the Union County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.